All right, so we're actually in the middle of the Gemara of Shalom Ashutta Mashiach Rachman. So Rashi says, Chaltai Chatzi Damel, Sha'alot. Now look nice, Chalka and Magia, released again his power, okay? For me, Aminon, call Karen Shaloi, Shilain, or Dilma, the Inon, Achi Shalim, call apart. So the first thought is, you pay whatever belonged to him, whatever he's supposed to get. So therefore, he will be marked to his chelko kefil, based on your tashlumin. Or Dilma beinan atishalim kol apar. So this is a little difficult. Atishalim kol apar. Sounds like a new svara. A new svara. Like the only reason, the only time we marked it, if it's the whole thing. Achishalan Kalapara. Because it's funny, because the Ritva over here, in quoting Rashi, seems to work with Rashi, they seem to have a different idea. That's why it's a little odd how he, you know, seems to be saying this in Rashi, but I don't really see what he's saying in Rashi at all. Okay? What does he say? Pirish Rashi. Shilen le'echa mehem, ye'echelkoi. Yeah, everybody say, "Ma'al litnas chelkoi hamagia loy min akeifel." Fine, me and Rinon. Hare shilim loy kol akaren shaloy. Aydilma hanami shilim mechza hu chashiv. It's as if it's like shilim mechza of the Gemara before, right? Why? Shaharei yesh l'kol echad min hashutvin zchus b'chol amamin kol hechad isnayel tavayo b'masa kol echad mem yochlut vayakol. Lisa Perik Mishai Nasari says there is, well, what's the sign that it doesn't work? Why is it daima to Shilei Mechza? L'chari paid him whatever is due to him, you paid him. Says there is, well, no. Because Batsam, the whole thing is due to him. Yeah, he's saying that each shutif has a schus in the whole moment. And for that he brings a raya that the shutif, each shutif has a right to be teveya and to go to Bezdin on the whole thing. Now, we don't say that you can only, each shutif can only be teveya with the get to his chaylik. No, each shutif has a right to be teveya the whole thing. Right? In other words, that we look at it as if he owns half of the whole thing. It's not like, you know, we divide half. Like, it sounds like you're saying Kiran Shutfis, that Shutfis is trying, we're both owners of the whole thing. If we ever divide it, we'll split it. But right now, we're both owners of the whole thing. We're both total owners. We're owners together, we're owners of the whole thing. That's what he seems to be saying. That's what he learns in Gemara, why he can be Tveya. Not just sound like it's Kilo, you know, each one gives a power turn to the other, whatever. It's like automatic. No, it is that each one, he's saying, Yesh l'schus, he has a very strong one, Yesh l'chol ha'chav n'ashot, v'n'schus b'chol ha'mamet. And Mela, he's saying, therefore paying half is really only paying half. So paying him his chaluk, is no such thing as paying his chaluk, and then fakaret. It's tantamount to shilim mechza. So it would seem that Ritva is learning this in Rashi. So that's what we don't, maybe after we understand Rashi. Although I don't see Rashi shtelling this makuda. Rashi said, "Oydoma bina aji shalim kalapara." Stam, he's saying that this is stam like a nutzad. That even though you paid him his whole chelik, but you didn't pay the whole parah. Right? You paid him his whole chelik, but you didn't pay the whole parah. So I don't know what would be the svara that why you should have paid the whole parah. Maybe that's why the Ritva understands that that's not what Rashi means. And really the point is that each shutif, that's him has a schus in the whole thing. And Mela, by paying him, you're not really paying more than half the para. It's not like you're paying his whole chelik. And it could be, so well, then what's the other side according to his, well, he has a gemara, right? They could be teveya. That he should have could be teveya the whole thing.
So what's the other tzaddah? It is half. Unless you say that's good for the shayla. The shayla is having to stand the shut face. The pshat, each one owns a half, or together they own the whole thing. I don't know, it's not clear to me. Because once Rizba says that he has a schus in the whole thing, right? So then what's the other side, right? So it could be that's good for the shayla. I don't know. Rizba is very not clear. Maybe it's good for the shayla. The chakir and shut face, is the pshat that each guy owns half. Man, if I paid him his chalik, zeo, he's gone, he's done with, therefore, as far as he's concerned, I paid the whole thing, and therefore I should get it. Or no, pshat is that each one, together, they own the whole thing, and therefore, by paying him his chalik, I didn't really pay him his full chalik, because it's just paying half. The rest is, it's exactly like Shulam Ekta. Yeah? And if I was putting all this in Rashi, and that's what's even more incredible over here, because Rashi again seems to be saying, I don't know what the pshat is, but he says Achishalim kol para. You know, he doesn't say because because you didn't pay him. You know, the first time Rashi says you paid the whole keren, his whole chelik you paid. And the second time Rashi says no, it's not pshat, you didn't pay him his whole chelik. It sounds like a separate svara that for some reason you have to pay the whole part. I don't know why you should pay the whole part.
Isn't it also masma from Rashi that he's talking about that he was nisbah and pater, and now he's paying either way?
So what does that do with anything?
And then you know, it's sad to say that when he pays him, it goes to other shukr too.
That's not what we're talking about. What do you mean it goes to other?
If Rashi's whole is nisbah, you're pater and then you're paying, so why should the other I'm paying you, I'm allowed to pay whatever I want to pay. It's not part of shutfis. It's
rich. Well, anyway, the Bible learned before, right? In Matriach HaBedin, it sounds like you were saying it's not, you were pater, right?
Right.
Matriach HaBedin.
Rich was saying in Rashi.
No, because we're both saying it's not Karen Shaloi. We're both saying the other side is it's not Karen Shaloi, it's Karen Shalshneya.
Even if you're pater already?
Mm.
If you're Rashi, you're pater already, so when I'm paying him, I'm doing him a favor. Like the Miri said, I'm doing him a favor. I
understand that, but how am I doing him a favor? I'm paying his chalik. It's not, there's no such thing as his chalik. That's what we're both saying.
Maybe that's because we get to the. No, never mind.
So,
I'm saying, Niamh
didn't call it Karen Shiloh Shiloh. Right.
Or he didn't pay the whole Karen because he didn't pay the whole
Parah and he has a Chalik
in the whole Parah, so he didn't pay.
He has a
Chalik
in the whole
Parah?
Yeah,
that's what he's teaching.
He's
contrasting, so
Niamh didn't
call it Karen Shiloh Shiloh.
Right, or not necessarily, or no. Or he could have said no, or that. The problem in the sign, he didn't pay the whole part. His special luck has paid all part of. He doesn't say, oh, it's not Karen Shaloi. Okay, the lesson still bothers me a bit. Okay. Yeah?
Maybe you said, do we look at the tzad from the Shael? The tzad, Shael, he paid everything, or do you look at the tzad of the Mashal? The tzad
of
Mashal, he didn't get the whole thing. What? So you're looking at Rashi, they were looking at it, isn't the tzad Shael or the tzad Mashal?
It's not
the
Shoyal,
he paid his whole half.
It's not
the
Mashal, he
didn't get the whole cow.
Who? Who's the
Mashal?
Each guy, the two.
No, the guy who led the two
Shutfim.
No, the two, the Mashal is a Shutfim. I don't think so. Shalom and a Shutfim, Shim Lechemah, that's the case. Now, Rukveg over here, the Yachas, this Ridva, what? That's the case. Now, Kveger, I think this Shaykh, this Ritva, he asks that what are we talking about? That Shalom Meshul Meshul Mechadahem, he asks a different angle. Yeah? Koshali. If I pay one of the shutfim, the cow's worth $1,000. I pay one of them $500. So when I pay a shutif $500, right, who gets that money? Huh? So says Rav Kveger, they both get it. So again, Mefi the Miri, right, and Rashi, if we say Rashi holds the Miri, then only he gets it, because Batsim is Potter. Right? Batsim is Potter. Mefi the Miri, this is not a question, obviously. We had the Miri yesterday, right? What did the Miri say? The Batsim, the guy is Potter. Right? Why is he paying? Because he feels bad for the guy. Right? But according to me, it's a total present. I give a present to whoever I want. I give a shuk from a present, I say I'm giving one a shuk from a present, because his son had a mitzvah, doesn't mean that all the shuk gets all the thing, gets a chayil. Yeah, but it's not so strong. But the point is, so therefore then Craig wouldn't have a kasha. Craig is obviously assuming, let's say like we learned in the Ritval, the Batsim, you have to pay. And he's saying though, by paying one a shutvin, you're not paying. The whole thing is paying one a shutvin because it's shutvin. So you're paying one of them, you're paying both. So then, what's the whole side? What's the whole mile over here? The male is only paying. It's only shilu mechza. Right? The whole side is I'm paying once. I'm paying the whole thing. Right? Shilum kule. It's not true. You're not paying him. You're paying the shutvin. That's Rukhaya's question. And he brings a dogma to this, he brings a Rosh. On that Gemara, the Ritval quotes. The Rosh says, Mahai Tam Yo, said, the Ritval quoted the Gemara, that each Shutif has a right to be Teveya, whoever is the being Teveya, someone, Binyan of the Shutif, is on the whole thing. Right? That's what the Ritval said. The Ritval said, oh, you see from that, God is that belongs to both of them. That's what we understood in the Ritval. Craig means on a Rosh. You hear everybody said it's Rosh. Aaron, you hear the Rosh? The Rosh says, why could the shutif be down in the whole thing? Because lematzi idach leimer odon raka chalkecha. You know, I'll deal with you on your chayluk, and I'll deal with the other guy in his chayluk. But you can't deal with me on the other guy's chayluk. He says, yach leimer im eske chetzi hu shutfis. He's saying, what are you telling me? It's a $100 million business deal. Okay, I'll deal with you on the $50 million, not the other 50. Yeah, okay. If I deal with the 50 and I get 50 out of you, but the 50 is not going to come to me. The 50 is going to be divided with the other shutif. So Meila, the only way the Rosh has a chap, the only way for me to get all my money out of you, that I should get all my money, my chayot out of you, is only if I get the whole thing out of you. Because any money that I get automatically goes into the pot and gets divided. So by me, I could be tevei you on my shutif's chaylik, because that's the only way that I could get my chaylik. That's what the Rosh says. Akpam, the Rukhaya is just using this Rosh as a dogma. When you see that when any money that's being paid is not paid to him, it's no such thing as paying his chaylik, paying his chaylik. Whatever is paid to him is better than paid to the shutfis. So Meili says, what's the whole shayla? What's more shayla? Shalom and shutfim. What's the shayla? You're not paying this guy, you're paying the shutfis. See, he says a chiddush. He says, near the chalik, man, a shutfis kayam oid nyan macherim. Yeah? So Meili, if they're partners, you know, in Yankel and Shmerl Enterprises, right? So then, fine. But if here they're only partners in this cow, she says once the cow gets stolen, she nigdim is batla shutfis. V'hava al tashlum in rak shnei bali chayvis.
And does that one cow do this cow? It also happened to another cow, or another kangaroo in Australia at the other side of the world. What does that affect this cow?
I said, because it's Yankel and Shmuel Enterprise. Everything they have is b'shutvis. All their business is b'shutvis. So Meila, and the shutvis is still kayim. That's the point. There is still.
What is Yankel and Shmuel Kangaroos? Is this Yankel and Shmuel?
No, it's not. It's not. It's Yankel and Shmuel Enterprises. It's one business. Everything in the business belongs to both of them. That's what he said.
Why are you saying this?
But the chiddush, he's saying that but it's still a chiddush. It's still a chiddush. That now that it was stolen, the shutfis is buckled. The chayra, you know, they're finally going to get paid back. The shutfis is still kind.
Why should he be able to do the din for everything?
What?
If it's buckled, how can he go to the din for the whole thing?
And the chami, in this case, not. But for Fiza, you'd only be allowed to feed the chayra. Once it was stolen, the shutfis is buckled, and each guy's on his own. You're right. That would be not being. The Gemara doesn't say in the case when Gary, Peg's saying the Gemara's talking about when it's other shutfis. You're right. According to that's not enough minute. That's okay. I go once in this mamish. In our case, the gemara was stolen. Zel, the when they find the ganav, each guy has to deal with him separately. Nachon, that would be enough minute. That's Rukreger. But it's a huge chiddush to say that the shulchan can bach upon and says Rukreger because he has a problem. That's the only way Rukreger can understand how is it they are paying each guy separately.
What's that? Yeah.
What?
How would you not get
together?
You have two separate things. You have the oldest guy half a cow, and that guy half a cow. So when you pay him his half, then
you
should for sure be
locking
this thing.
Pay him everything. Is the quadruple fake or what's the other side?
You're not paying
him. Exactly. Quadruple fake, what's the other side? He's like, I'm going to that Gemara, Craig is going for the Rosh. It seems to me like it's just looking at the Rosh. It seems to me like it's Rosh and the Ritva. How to understand the Gemara, why I give it to Vaya. So the Ritva is going all the way, he says, because the whole thing belongs to me. It belongs to both of them. So that's good for the tzad that that it is mechza. According to Rukveger, so I don't know. Maybe it's the thing of Rashi, Parash Lehen. I don't know. You're right. It's a good question. If you're Rukveger, what's the other tzad? I don't know.
Also, what happens if the cow itself gets returned to the shittah? It's completely both of the shittah. So who gets the cow itself gets returned?
Yeah. So I guess the shutras will be reinstated.
What's going to cause this? This
will be reinstated. If there's nothing. Then to get the cow back, so the mice that they're shutras in this cow. It's just he said the gabi damim. If we're handling damim,
right.
If we're handling pain, getting the cow back, then nothing changed. If they get the cow back, then they're still shutras. It's just gabi damim being paid. Yeah, the cow was shechted. Yeah. So now they're just being tevei damim. So then there's no shutfis. Now each one is being tevei his chaylik. Okay, everybody say.
You said it's the same side that you would, same side that you would be not kind of by the meiri. Also here you would not kind of if you're a mekayger. Because they're both saying basically that you for sure should be kind of. In a way, because they're both saying that there's no side that they have to split the money.
No.
So the same side. The same question that he was asking is also Miri.
That's true. There's a problem with the Miri, right? If you're the Miri, what's the tzad? What's the suffix? Miri learns that that's semi party. You swear. So that's semi party. I'll give me that present. I'll give me a present for chayra. He's on duty. The other guy.
Could the question be like Ritva and Raj when we had? If the guy only had in mind to give KFL if you take for the power, or if the guy had in mind to give KFL if.
Well, that's good for the suffix, since you're potter, so then you could have had that suffix not when it's two people, you could have had suffix when it's one person. Would you machogs by a rub? No, you're going on the side that you could. It's only for this half. Okay, by side.
Can you say something maybe like that? The kafel is one payment, and you can't split it unless you have a skama from the other shutef. The guy is basically paying one kafel to both of them, so you can't split the payment unless your shutef agrees to that.
I understand. What does that have to do with?
So if you can't split it, you can't be machne. That's Rashi saying. Maybe that he says by the whole para. He says I should him call it para because then the kefil is one then it's full kefil.
No, it's no matter how much you're paying. I don't see. Okay, let's move on. By saying. Oh, so before we go on to the next case, there's one more discussion that we're showing in, and that is the next gemara. Should be shal. What's the case? Should the show Shilmechemem Mai? Is Rashi Shilmechemem Chetzi Dam of Chetzi Damer? Shalom. Rashi Chetzi Kefil Mirmin and Reishilim Kol Mutalala. Reishilim Kol Mutalala. He paid whatever him as a shutif. He's responsible for half. The half he paid half. You're only responsible for half. So all the shurim ask, 1 second, it's not true. Every shutev is responsible for the whole thing. If the business borrowed something, then each one is responsible for the whole thing. And for that day, they all marshal Yishalmi. Yesh Makshem, Bizan Rashi, he was Shilim Kol Mutal Olo. In fact, there are older Shainim, Madagrasim Yishalmi. And Rizzi Prat, the Machachash, Bechem, and Shutvin, Adam, Shnaim Shlovu Mechod, yeah, Achroim, Barabai, and Zelazet. They're all responsible for each other. But, so Meila, so we're also he didn't. It's not true. He didn't fulfill his chiyuv. He didn't do what he was supposed to do. Lav kushi. Also, lav mehem shkolef mehem chayi bakol el shu achroi varvoi bechel chaveik din or bulchur. V'achem ugalishna. Yeah. Says the Ritva, and men Rishayim. But that's not what's going on over there. What's not saying that each shutev is etzim responsible for the whole thing. It's saying there's din arvos. That with the shutvis, there's din arvos. That's if each one is responsible only for half. But if the other guy is not going to come through with his chiyuv, then each shutv is like a co-signer for the other one, and he's responsible for the chayv of the other guy. And that's Lashon Yerushalmi. That achroyin ve'arvoyin zelazet. So Lashon arvos is an arev. Is like a co-signer. And he says, Mela, so again, Etzim Chiyav, he only has Chiyav and half. So when he paid half, says Rashi, he paid half the Chiyav. Elamai, if the other guy doesn't come through, then he'll have to pay. But first, you got to go to the other guy. If he doesn't come through, then you come to him. Mela Zotir Dva says, I'll prove it to you, Betzim, from our Gemara itself. Because if you tell me, if you want to tell me the way you want the Lund Shalom, each one has a full-fledged chiyuv on his own. Each one, obviously not going to collect from both of them, but each one is fully responsible for the whole thing. If each guy is actually responsible for the whole thing, then what's the tzad to say that Shalom HaShutu 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 he should get the kefil. Why? It's mamashil mechza. If he's chayiv, he's achroy in the whole thing, and he only paid half, that is exactly the case of shil mechza. So meila, from our gemara itself, we see, assuming the Bible agrees with Yishalmi, from our gemara itself, we see that the pshat in Yishalmi is not the pshat, not that each one is meshubed on the whole thing, rather each one is meshubed and achroi on the other guys. That's why we wanted tzad over here to say that it's not considered mechtz.
When you have the shifrim, it's not that each one is chayv his chelik and he's arv on the other. It's both of them together are chayv on the whole thing.
No, okay? It's not, that's not what he's saying.
I understand.
That's not what he's saying.
That's what shifrim is. Shifrim is both of them together are chayv on the whole thing. So he's saying, since both of them together
chayiv
on the whole thing, or is asking, still if he paid half, is he free?
He's chayiv on the whole thing.
Both of them together, but not each one. Each one is not
chayiv
on the whole thing. Both of them together are
chayiv
on the whole thing.
So okay, if one of them doesn't pay.
Yeah.
One of them doesn't pay. Chapter 11.
Yeah.
Okay? Shita regel. No, does the other pay or not? Does the other pay or not? Does he pay the whole thing or not?
Yeah.
So he is a chayiv on the whole thing. So then there was Shilam Echza. But as being one of the two, he's chayiv in the whole thing though. Even though the other guy doesn't pay.
That's where it's chayiv, but here we're talking about whether he's kind of paid for by paying him, right?
I understand that, but if he has to pay the whole thing, even though the other guy doesn't pay, then he only paid half. If it's mutal on him to pay the whole thing, says Ritva, then it's classic Shilam Echza. Okay. We have another edition. The Rambam, Halva might be different, but that will, with Raj and the Rambam, if you want to look, that will be for now.
Even according to what the Mitzvah is saying now, in the Yerushalmi, that you just a chiv in the Arab, like really the only chiv is the Mechza, and the guy can't pay, so.
You're also an Arab and the other guy's Chaylik.
So, isn't that the same thing as just plain Mechza? And the Gemara, like saying, how is that the other side?
No, it's not shilam mechza. You are mishalim your whole chiyuv. You are mishalim Okay, the shayla is the other. Why is it? What's the tzad that there is a problem? You paid your whole chiyuv.
Okay.
You only owe half. Yeah. You as should be barred together. You only owe half, and you paid half. So it's not shilim mechza. You paid your whole chiyuv. The other tzad is okay. You didn't pay the whole cow. Maybe I was like Rashi. I don't know what the other tzad. I don't even know what the other tzad is. Maybe.
It's your herb, so it's like you have a fear of hanging over you.
Okay, or you can say that maybe it's good for the shayla, since there's a chiyuv arvus, maybe that makes it that it's not mamash, you pay the whole thing. But Akbarmi said that tzad to say that you do get it, it's not shilim mechza, it must be that your chiyuv, your net chiyuv is really half. And then, okay, I declare, what's the tzad? What's the tzad that we say that it is like half? Right. Either you could say maybe because you didn't pay for the whole cow, or you could say I was also thinking that hagufa that you're an arev also makes it that you're semi responsible for that also, and in a way you didn't really you didn't clean yourself, you're not knocking the garment. Okay, let's move on. Rabbi say shalom neisha neshim lebayla my. Isha Shala Vishila Baila Mai. Says Rashi. Shalom and Isha Parsh Nuksim Balug Shakaran Shala Paperis Labal. Okay, so not Stam, you borrowed her personal money. You told my Nuksim Balug, and therefore the husband is involved by definition. Vishila Mapara Labal. Mao lignis akefo. Mi amino, kimin the karen lav the balhu. Lav the shlumin ma'al yaninu. Lakonik feila. Oidilma, kimin apetropasu, anachasim, va'ichla peris, bayil ma balayu, but the shlumin me. So Rashi learned the shayla is, are you paying the wrong person? You're paying the wrong person. Right? Because he only has the peres. So why are you paying him? You're paying him the karen. What? That's not called tashlumin. It's not called tashlumin, Rashi says. Why? Because the karen goes to her. You pay the husband. Taisus asks, Pirish Rashi, Parmach Similuk Karen Shalah, Paris Labal. Kosha, the Maikabai, Khishal Parmanisha, Kilushal Paris Minabal. Shashuma Paralabal, Kilushuma Karen Leisha. Taisus, a very strong question. Rashi is saying that you didn't pay the right person. You paid the Baal, you didn't pay the Isha. And it's sad that it is good because the Baal is also considered a Baal of Lovah since he's an apotropos. In fact, Taisus, he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand. Haray, the owner, yeah? The owner, in this case, it's the combination of the Baal with the Isha. That's the owner. And the Baal, this combo of the Baal with the Isha is the Mashil, and this combo is what's getting paid. Because when you borrow it, you're not borrowing it from her, you're not borrowing it from him. That's me borrowing both of them, because there's a joint ownership over here. And when you're paying back, even though physically you give the para to the Baal, you're not giving the para to the Baal. Right? Well, you're not giving the karen to the Baal. You're putting the par back in the situation that it was till now. The hainu, karen leisha, and the paras the Baal. You're not giving the Baal the karen. You're giving the Baal the para that he should use it for the paras, and the karen is still going to belong to leisha. So you borrowed it from both of them, and you're paying both of them. You're paying both of them, even though physically the mice is give it to her, to him. But that's not really what's happening. What's happening is Bassem, you're paying her, and you're paying him. Whatever it was till now, that is what's happening now. So Tashlum is exactly to what it was. So what's the shaila? What's the shaila? The what? Oh, so that's it. One second. I mean, lender, who's selling? I mean, how did you lend it?
Yeah.
Okay, so the truth of the matter is, so that Ritvavia talks about Stamazai, what's going on over here. What's going on? What is the case? What exactly is going on over here? And first of all, there's also a basic question that Ritvavia touches upon over here, which we shouldn't talk about, and that is, who gets the kefil? Who's the Baal and Kefil? Who are we handling? Who's the Baal Dabra over here? Right?
Here's the period.
I said, I know you have an opinion about Akiva. I didn't forget from this morning. Right? Okay, I know Yehusa has a different opinion. Let's see the opinion of the Rishayim. Okay? So now, again, there's a question over here. Who gets the kefil? In this situation, the husband has the parents, Nisha has the Karen. Who gets the kefil? Who? The schus kefil is to whom? So the Vav says, yeah, he brings a raya from the Gemara. That the Gemara in Ksubis says that it's mashmah, the kefil goes to the husband. Why? Gemara says, "I'm going to Vlad behemis malug." Rabbi say, "Mishalom kefil isha." Let's say you stole not the nechse malug itself; you sold the child, right? The betzem, who gets the child? The baal, because the child is parents, right? So betzem he gets the whole child, right? Now, what happens if you stole the child? Says the Gemara, the kefil goes to the isha. The chad per tikne rabbanon, per the per le tikne rabbanon. So the Gemara is calling the kefil of the vlad of the para. That's per the para. It's pairs of the paris. The vlad is the paris. The kefil is the paris of the paris. And per the masakin paris that goes to the husband, right? But not per the paris. So the kefil of the vlad, the Gemara considers it per de peris, and therefore it doesn't go to the husband; it goes to the woman. One second. Therefore, some are showing a medayik from here. Yeah, that kefil the behema atzma, which is not per de pera. Who gets it? The Baal. So we see the Chayim Ferish and Gemara that Kefil goes to the Baal. Super Saint Tessin Beis. So what's the problem? M.K. Factor Vav, Shita, Kivin the Shalman Isha, Bilchud, Lakonik failed the Baal. I forgot the Shin Labal, Karen. Kivin the Karen, Aina Shaloi. One second. Kivan the Shalom and Isha Bilchud. Right? So, Mela, what is. Since. Mishnah Bala Karen, Kima Karen and Shalom. What? Al Kevah the Beim Atzma, Lev Per the Per the Baal Hava. So Mele, what's the Kasha? Kima the Shalom and Isha Bukhud. Lekonik failed the Baal. After the shilin of the Baal Karen, Kimish Karen and Shalai. Oh, so what's the Gemara talking about? He paid the Baal, but the question is, how are you going to be kind of the kefil of the Baal? Because you're not paying him the Karen. The keren is not going to him, right? When you pay the baal, right? The keren is not going to the baal. No. When you pay the keren, not going to the baal. So meila, but who gets who's the one that owns the kefil? So therefore, how are you cutting the kefil? How are you cutting the kefil?
Huh?
He's saying you're paying it.
How you know again? Who's he's saying that? He's saying how are you cutting the kefil from the baal by paying him? If lemaisa, if it's his kefil, but he's not getting the carrot, he's not being paid. That's the way he asked the question.
So to get the kefil, you need to be paid by the keren.
What?
Paying him because now I'll have to pay for it in the future from this parah.
I understand.
That he didn't have.
I understand.
So he's giving him back. He's giving him back the parah that he's going to be getting.
Right. I understand. I'm sure it's from.
The question is that at the moment he's only paying back the woman. That's his
question. Yeah. So why would the woman average a kefil?
No, he's paying the.
Yeah, that's the way he asked the question. The problem is that what? That the keren is not his.
To get the
keren,
you need to have the keren, that's what he's saying?
He's saying, I think he's saying it's not a teshlumen. It's not a teshlumen to the baal. How are you paying the baal? The kefil belongs to the baal. You have to buy the kefil from the baal. The baal is the baal kefil, right? That's what these are showing him from the Gemara. Who's the baal kefil? Right? Who's the baal kefil? The baal. So, and who, Batsam, even though you're paying the baal, Lamaisa, the money's not going to him.
Yeah.
That's what he's asking. Okay? Vizu ene kushya. Chada, nahocha karch b'shom and isha b'shuz b'ayla. Okay, someone asked, right, how she allowed to loan it out. Teretz says, obviously, says Ritva, she has b'shuz to lend it out. Okay? Shim imloy kain echlesh is not lashel ain kan sheela klal it shol shlemidas. You're not a shayel b'chal. You're stam a gazlin, right? If you're stam a gazlin, you're not going to get the kefil. The whole sugya, yeah, is when you're proper shaymer. Then you pay, you get the kefil. But if that's him, you're not a shaymer. You're stam a gazlin. Then there's no kefil over here. There's no kenas a kefil over here. So obviously it has to be the case of Shalom and Isha means the woman has a right to lend it out. Okay? She got Rishus. Hi, so what does it mean Shalom and Isha? So that's you're leaving Shalom and Baal. Lo'im is Shalom and Nichse Isha. Technically, it's Shalom and Isha, meaning it's her stuff. But Batsim, you're really being Shalom and Baal.
Awesome.
It's not true. It's not true that you're being Shalom and Isha and not the Baal. Batsim, you're being Shalom and Baal. Because he's the one that gets the payers. He's the one that has the right to use the animal, right? So obviously you need his rishus to borrow it. Yeah? Elamai, you have his rishus. It's bad from who are you borrowing? You're borrowing it from him. Chamakayim, kivin the ritzayna hu shayil. Efshad anichale, the likni le kfeil le shaymer, kishashil malay karen, shayach men paris mekambe. Siri says, Shalom Doi is Teretz. It says Ritva. So you have to say, you have to put all this into the cheshbon over here. Okay, so in other words, says Ritva, when we're handling the shomer buying the kefil, the shomer getting the kefil because he's paying, right? So who are we handling with? We're not handling with Shalom and Isha, but she's not the player over here. She's not the player. She's just the echdimtza. It's just her nechasim. Shalom and Isha betzim is a joke. It's not really Shalom and Isha. So Ba'atim, your whole Masa Matan says Ritva is with who? With the Baal. Okay? Because he's the guy behind the scenes. He's the guy that allows you to. He's the guy that's really loaning it to you, right?
Do you have her permission?
What?
Does she have anything to do
with One second. And therefore, so now what's the Shai? The Shai is he Matan the Kefil?
Well, he has.
She takes the Shalmeini. So what do you mean? What do you mean? You're paying him? You're not paying him. You're paying her. Teretz says you are paying him because you're paying him by paying him the keren. Batsim, you're paying him the payers. So Batsim, so you're he. you're borrowing it from him, and he's willing to makne l'kefer, which is his chos. He's willing to makne l'kefer. Why? Because you're paying him the karen, which is really paying him the payers. So, by you paying him the karen, which is paying him his chelik, what he gets, which is really just the payers, right? So therefore, he's willing to makne l'kefer. So even though he's not getting the karen, you're not paying the karen to him, and he's the makne, but you're paying to him what he had, right? What he lost. And so because of that, even it's only Paris, but you can be, he's mocking the case.
Is it, okay,
so that's which was first approach over here. Al-Tzad, that the husband's getting the kefil, and you're not paying in the Karen. Parents said be paying. You're dealing with him, and you're paying him in the Paris.
It's
you're by paying you him his Paris.
It's by you mocking the Karen to the Isha, therefore the Baal gets the Paris.
No.
It's by you getting the Karen to the Baal.
No. No. By you giving the Karen to the Baal, which is really giving the Karen to the Isha, okay? But the point is, what you're doing is by you giving the Peres to the Baal. That's what's going on.
How do you
mean Peres? By giving the Karen, so now he has the Peres. Well, stolen. He doesn't have the Peres now. By you giving it, by you reimbursing him, now he's got a cow, now he's got the Peres that he had till now. So he's being Machne, his Kefil, to you, if you pay what he lost, which is the payers. That's the Rav's first mahala.
What's the sucking in the room?
What?
We're explaining the sucking.
No, explain the tzad that b'chal, he should be able to get it.
And the other
tzad? Maybe the other tzad is because he's not getting the captain. Maybe he's getting the payers not enough.
Is this tzad Rashi?
He's coming to answer a side question. He's not coming to answer a particular question on Rashi. He's coming to answer a side question. It's not what's going on over here. And he's answering the question. It's not what's going on over here. Now, as far as what is something in the Gemara, so Rashi says, I mean, Rashi says, since the Karen is not in the Baal, it's not a full Tashlum. That could be what he's saying. Because that was like his Kasha. His Kasha was that you're not giving the Baal the Karen, and he's the one you have to get the kefil out of. Right? So his teretz was that no, you're handling with him, since he's allowing, he's being masher the halvah, so basically he's the malva, he's the mashil, and he's willing to give you the payers, the kefil, because of you paying him his payers. Or no, maybe it's not a tashlum, it's not a tashlum to him.
So the first time Rashi, that was what he called the answer.
What?
The first time Rashi.
Right, that's right.
That's right.
There's even though Betz and Pak have done with it, but Saif goes, I'm not getting, there's no tashlum in the carrot. That is the shayla. That is the shayla for Rashi.
Stam, how is he making the kefil? If he's on the goof, then how is he making the goof for the kefil?
So I think with this crowd it'll answer to his kasha, right? If he's there. The way Dvo explains Rashi, the way he describes all this, answer his kasha. What's his kasha? That right? That you're doing exactly, you're putting it back exactly the way it was, right? Your tashlumin is exactly what it was. The she'elah was from both of them, right? And your tashlumin is to both of them. That's why it's kasha. So I think the Ritva doesn't ask the question, doesn't it? But I think the Ritva, with feel the Ritva, it's Mirusha the kasha. Yechazi. Going to the Ritva, it's Mirusha the kasha. What was the kasha? You borrow from both of them, you pay it back to both of them. I don't care who you actually gave it to. Says the Ritva, no! You didn't borrow it from both of them. You borrowed it from him. You borrow from him and you're not giving him the karen, you're only giving him the bearers. That's the shayla. Is that enough? That's the shayla. According to Ritva.
Well,
so I think it's Mirusha Tez Kasha.
How
is
you're
he
only borrowing, even if you return it to the Isha, you're only borrowing it from him.
That's right.
How does he stop
masking
the
kefil? Well, that he's masking, it doesn't make a difference. He's also masking physically, it doesn't make a difference who you're giving. Whoever you're giving it back to, you're doing the same thing, then he's masking. But the point is, you're not giving the Baal the carrot. You're only giving the Paris. That's a shaila. Is that enough? Is that enough to kind of to match the kaful? Maybe in order to match, in order to kind of the kaful. Is kilu tayson stood kilu? Maybe they both get the kaful, right? It's a joint effort over here. See, I don't know what Tyson doesn't tell me who gets the kaful over here, right? I was wondering about that in Tyson's. Yeah? The Vah handles, he handles the slicking subis. Tyson's like, doesn't talk about that bachal. It sounds like in Tyson's, the Shaktar in Tyson's, they're saying the Batsam, who's the marshal and who's getting paid, is this joint, this union of the husband and the wife. So does that mean that kill the Batsam, the kaful goes to both of them? And now you're buying the kaful from both of them. That's what would sound like in Taisus. I don't know how we can deal with the Gemara and Ketubis. Hakbanu Fidur Dva, I think it's not shver. Because Fidur Dva, Fakarit. The only one you're handling with is the Baal. And you're not giving him the carrot, that is the Shaila. Do we say, fine, I'm giving the kaful, I'm giving the pears, that's enough, or I'm not giving the kaful? That is the Shaila. Okay?
How is he still mocking the kaful if he doesn't own the goof? If you're handling Gemara, the whole Kenyan here is of goof.
Does
he owns
some sort of the goof?
He's control
over the goof.
Well, he has declo pairs. The husband gets the pairs. Wait. The husband gets the pairs. Does he have? He it's just time is chus in the pairs, or does he have? Maybe he has, does he have declo pairs? Nichsei milug, right? I know it's a shayla time. I mean, I can hear a shayla. Is it kind of a pairs? Chazal said the husband gets pears, right? Is the pshat that stam when the pears come he gets them, or does he have a Kenyan dekla pears? No, because Dov is asking a question: how can he sell the pears if he's the ganza what you call over here, right? He's the bal davar over here, like Dov was saying in the first pshat. So how is he selling pears?
Because he has some sort of balance also on the Karen.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Maybe you have to say it's Dekla Paris. But I hear as a child, it could be from this point, we have to make feel like that.
If he touches, it's not even probably Kfila, if he touches your mamash selling the animal.
Quinta, it's like a Shutfis over here, it sounds like Tavis.
Seeing Tavis and on Gimel, he says, the Kenyan over here, your mom is selling the whole para. That for sure the ball doesn't have.
No, because it's not just the Baal. Kohen Tayis says it's a joint effort between them. Together, they own the pairs.
When they're selling it,
they're all selling together.
Not the Baal.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the Dva...
Isn't the Baal just being marshaled to Paris?
Sure, but the question is he willing to mock the cable for that? That's the question. He's being mocked the cable, which is the value of the whole animal. And he's not getting... It's true he's getting what he's missing, but he's not getting the whole animal. That's the shayla. That is the shayla. He's being machna kefil, which is the value of the whole animal, for what? For just the pears. That's the shayla. Is that enough? That is the shayla. That is the shayla. But the Rav goes on to say, void. Yeah? Void. Whatever we said till now is wrong. Delete. No one crossed out what they wrote. It's okay. Rather, who gets the kefil? The whole thing is a mistake. There's no such gemara. The gemara doesn't say that the husband gets the kefil. The gemara says that peris, like tikkun rabbanan, it's mashma only the kefil of the vlad he doesn't get, but kefil of the mother he does get. There's no such gemara. What the gemara is saying is chad per tikkun rabbanan. Yeah? What was Lashna Gemara? Chad per tikkun rabbanan, or per le tikkun. So he says, chad per tikkun rabbanan, what does that mean? Tar per le tikkun rabbanan. He like sort of, Gemara says per the peri. He takes that to mean tar the peri. Rabus and Okna became full of lad. Dahainu. Oh. Chimash yesh gizas v'chol v'vladis le'tiknu le'peir achrini. So what the Gemara is saying is that kefil doesn't go to the Baal. That is what the Gemara is saying. Not kefil of the vlad dafka. Kefil doesn't go to the vlad. Doesn't go to the husband. Why? Because he's got the gizas v'vladis. He's got everything. You know the kefil. That's something else. You know that we don't give him. Shafakes, why is the Gemara talking about it? Why is the Gemara telling this to me only by kefil of the Vlad? Why am I talking about the kefil of the par itself? Says the Ritva's a chiddush. Yeah? Shaf bishakub shaloi, ain't it zaych bekefil shaloi? Because chiddush, because there the Vlad itself belongs to him. It's his mamish. He gets to keep it lagami. He can shecht it. He can make a barbecue. Yeah, lamb chops. Yeah, but we say still he doesn't get it. But the kef, the kolshkin, the kefil, kolshkin, the kefil of the par itself,
so
of the mother itself.
What's the same with purity? Like,
I don't know. It's reverse, sort of like. Smooth that over by saying chod instead of tarati, like changed it instead of peri to peri tarati. I don't know. Hakbar says Ritva, Mela Fakarit. Who gets the kefil? The woman gets the kefil. So Mela, now the shail is. Whether or not it's considered a tashlumin to the husband. By paying the husband, is that called tashlumin?
Well, what's it sad now that it wouldn't
what?
Be? What's it sad that it wouldn't be?
Because you're not paying her. Okay, she's the baal's daver. You have to pay her.
Right.
And you're paying him. You're not paying her. You're not paying the right person. So that's his kasha now. But you are. You, by paying him, you're paying her. You're paying her the karen, right?
By paying him, you're paying her.
By paying him, you're paying her. It's his kasha.
That is positive.
What? No, now will. In the second shot, it will be hard. Second shot, he's saying that she's the god, she's the baal's dog. Right?
The question flows of saying that I have problem, the whole problem was because he's the baal of
Jacob. Which problem? He doesn't discuss how he's the problem. I think there's a problem that you are paying her. No.
The Yesh Makshim is saying that if he
gets the kefil, you're not paying him the karen. So why should he get the kefil? If he's the baal kefil and he's not getting the karen, so why should he get the kefil? Why should Shem get the kefil? You didn't pay for the kefil.
But now that we're saying that she gets the kefil, then I'm holding my Tosis problem.
Yes. He never discussed Tosis problem. But that's Gemara Shiloh. Do we say that what? Kivan the Karen lav the Balu, lav the Shlomalia Ninu. I don't mean the Apotropos. So that's good. Why is the lav the Shlomalia? Why? Why are you making noises? Huh? Fine.
According to the first side of the Ritva, what's the Gemara suffering? Whether or not paying the Baal is...
Whether or not paying the Baal, the Paris, is that enough? Because he didn't pay the Karen. He didn't pay him the Karen. He's not getting the Karen. Or he's getting the Paris. Who says not the kefil just for getting the Paris? Well, no, that's the only thing that he lost. But because he's giving out something, he's giving out a full value of the para. Who said just to get because he's getting Paris, he's willing to do that? That's a shayla. Okay. So now Tais has the kasha. That what do you mean? You are paying her the carry. What do you tell me? Rashi says no. You're paying the wrong guy. Yeah, you're paying the Baal, you're not paying her. I'm not paying the Baal. The Karen I'm paying to her. That's how it's Kasha, the Baal and Kasha. So Taisu is, Yesh Liyashid, Sheshil Baal Chalkoi, which really not Mashim Rashi, Kamai Shahis is Shavu Perisev, Leishil Makaren, Lagar Mishil Makar Mashut, Lechalkoi, and Dasim Shil Makaren, Vidaychi. Taisu says, a very Dachuk Pshat, she himself says it's Dachuk. Maybe for a different reason. That when you paid the Baal, you didn't pay him the whole thing. All you did was pay how much the payers are worth. All you're paying is the value of the payments. And Mela, so his whole taina that by paying a new parah, you're paying both. You are paying the karen. That's no, I'm not paying the karen. I'm not giving a new parah. I'm only giving the value of the parahs. The cow is $1,000. The parahs is worth $200. The rest of the goof is worth $8, whatever, or vice versa, whatever it is. I'm only paying the value of the parahs. The shayla, I mean, the Nentai says, one second, if that's true, then where he views it, there's a shutfus over here. So it's like, then that's the Gemara before paying, he paid one of the shutfus. That's the Gemara before. Because again, Teresa views this as a shutfus, right? Not like the Ritva, Teresa views it as a shutfus. And Meili says, so then it's the Gemara before if you're only paying one of the shutfus.
So what's the time you get to care for?
Here's
the separate. So Teresa says, here it's better. Because it's worse. It's worse because over there at least you're paying the karen. Here you're only paying the parents. The tzad they should get should be like shutfis that it's chedek. He paid his chedek. So you should get his chedek. That's the tzad. Well, no, it's worse than shutfis. That's what we just learned. Now again, Rashi not mashmak. Rashi says that the tzad that he gets it. Rashi says because since he's an apotropis, so. So it's as if he paid the bialim. He's a bialim. It's clear, right? Rashi says the shail is the status. How are we looking at the status of the baal? Since he's an apotropis, so it's like he paid the bialim, or no? According to Taisa, it's not the issue. You paid him his chalik. The shail is that called like shilim echma shutva or not? Because he didn't pay the karen, he only paid paris. Is that called shutvus? That place is dachim b'chayre because who cares if the shutvus is you own half, I own half, I only paid one, so that's a shayla before whether you get it or not. Or if the shutvus is guf and paris and I only paid one, same thing. Yeah, that place doesn't like about it. But I'm just saying, I don't think. Yeah, I'm saying this in Rashi. I don't know, but in Rashi it would seem to me that this doesn't really work because Rashi clearly says the other side is. The tzad that it does work, yeah, it's nothing to do with echmer shutfin. The tzad that it does work is because that this is considered a tashlum mahal yisah because there's a keem of the tanai. Rashi shaila is it a keem of the tanai? The tanai is you have to pay the bialim. Did you pay the bialim or not? That's the shaila. And Rashi says the tzad is because since he's an apotropis, so he paid the bialim.